Take number one, Tom.
This is one place where the Americans cannot claim they have the initiative in Vietnam. Here, the North Vietnamese decide who lives and who dies. Every day, which planes land and which ones don't. And sooner or later, they will make the move that will seal the fate of Khe San.
Number two.
This is one place where the Americans cannot claim they have the initiative in Vietnam. Here, the North Vietnamese decide who lives and who dies. Every day, which planes land and which ones don't. And sooner or later, they will make the move that will seal the fate of Khe San.
Rolling tape on John Lawrence, take number one.
From the North Vietnamese point of view, Khe San is an easy target for its mortars and rockets, a convenient place to bleed the Marines, and what may be most crucial, tie down and isolate 6,000 American troops and about 20,000 reserves far from the protective coastal plain. For 20 years, General Giap has used the same tactics.
This is two, Tom.
From the North Vietnamese point of view, Khe San is an easy target for its mortars and rockets, a convenient place to bleed the Marines, and what may be most crucial.
Four, three.
From the North Vietnamese point of view, Khe San is an easy...
Big pop and a pee. Watch where your mic is. Okay, here we go. This is for four.
From the North Vietnamese point of view, Khe San is an easy target for its mortars and rockets, a convenient place to bleed the Marines, and what may be most crucial, tie down and isolate 6,000 American troops and about 20,000 reserves far from the protective coastal plain. For 20 years, General Giap has used the same tactics.
Cronkite, take one.
Since its usefulness as a roadblock and a forward base has been so vastly diminished, it can be assumed that Khe San now is mostly a symbol. But of what? Pride? Morale? Bravery? Or administration and transience?
I knew it.
Four, Tom.
Since its usefulness as a roadblock and a forward base has been so vastly diminished, it can be assumed that Khe San now is mostly a symbol. But of what? Pride, morale, bravery, or administration intransigence and military miscalculation?
Little note here to Bill on the tape. Obviously that was not four, that was really two. So what the hell, this is actually three. Here we go for take number three.
Since its usefulness as a roadblock and a forward base has been so vastly diminished, it can be assumed that Khe San now is mostly a symbol. But of what? Pride, morale, bravery, or administration intransigence and military miscalculation?
This is the way it is.
Take number one, Tom, on Walter.
Since its usefulness as a roadblock and a forward base has been so vastly diminished, it can be assumed that Khe San now is mostly a symbol. But of what? Pride, morale, bravery, or administration intransigence and military miscalculation?
Okay, and for real this time, okay, Tom? Take number two.
Since its usefulness as a roadblock and a forward base has been so vastly diminished, it can be assumed that Khe San now is mostly a symbol. But of what? Pride, morale, bravery, our administration intransigence and military miscalculation.